Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Australian Government's Department of Meteorology, the sunspot activity numbers at the present time are continuing to be very low. The propagation service reports that the daily smooth sunspot number has fallen to 5, that single digit just 5, and the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped down to 70, which is also very low. And the IPS further reports that these figures are not likely to change significantly in the near future, which means that as we proceed through sunspot cycle 24, propagation conditions on long haul circuits are going to be continue to be somewhat unreliable. In the meantime, propagation here in Melbourne is quite good in the post-sunrise period, particularly on the 31 metre band, 9 megahertz band. These stations were heard recently here in Melbourne with quite good signals. 9265 WINB, the American religious broadcaster with English programming. 9350 WWCR, also carrying English. And 9395 WRMI, Miami, with English religious broadcasts. Moving a little upwards now, 9410 Radio Free Asia from Marianas Islands, from Agignan Point, with Chinese programming. And on 9420, the Voice of Greece with Greek programming, parallel with 9935, also with good signals. All India Radio frequencies include 9445 in English and 9910 also in English, very good signals. 9475, another American religious broadcasting station, WTWW carrying English. 9515 China Radio National Network 2 in Chinese. And a parallel frequency was 9820. 9535 Radio Havana Cuba, long pass signals with programs in Spanish. And 9610 The Voice of Turkey, a very, very strong signal, broadcasting specifically to Australia with its English language service. That's actually scheduled 21:30 to 22:30. And on 9650, the Voice of Korea with its Japanese broadcasts. And 9665, two stations on this frequency at the same time. Korean Central Broadcasting Station at Pyongyang with its domestic service in Korean, and China National Radio Network 5. 9690, if you're a soccer fan of European soccer, this frequency is used most of the time in the European evening for transfer programs carrying broadcasts of Spanish language soccer, Spanish foreign radio. Good reception here in Melbourne. And 9710, Radio Television Algerien, the station broadcasting from the relay station in France from Issedan with Arabic. And 9720 Adventist World Radio KSDA from Guam, its morning program in Chinese. And 9730, a political station known as the Sound of Hope, broadcasting from Taiwan with programs in Asian languages. 9790 Radio France International from Issedan in France carrying French language programming for Africa. 9835 Radio Television Malaysia from Kajang, broadcasting in Malay, carrying a relay of the media of the FM domestic service. And 9860 Radio Free Asia from Tinian in the Marianas Islands, broadcasting in Korean, and same station on 9985, also from Tinian, with the same language. And 9870, the broadcasting service of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, with its Arabic language programming. And 9955, another frequency for WRMI at Miami, carrying the Overcomer Ministry religious language programs. So that was a selection of key reception notes, frequency usage noted here in Melbourne recently between 2130 and 2200, that's 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. here in Melbourne, with quite good signals, several hours after local sunrise, mainly long path signals from the Americas and short path signals from Europe, Middle East, Africa and Asia. And that sort of propagation will continue in the immediate future. International Broadcasting Schedule News. The tentative frequency from the High Frequency Coordination Committee Conference, which coordinates frequency usage for most international broadcasters. The new schedule for the new transmission period beginning March 29 has now been released on the internet. This is a free service operated by the HFCC. The website is actually hfcc.org. You can download the schedule there. It has quite a lot of useful information. Be mindful that this is still a tentative schedule and the permanent schedule will be released as soon as the new transmission season gets underway. A note on the tentative schedule is that frequency allocations or frequency usage has been significantly reduced compared with the current season. This is due to the continuing reduction in shortwave broadcasting services by international and domestic stations around the world, and this trend will continue. The latest, of course, is the loss of Radio Australia, or the ABC's, shortwave services from Shepparton, that's from Shepparton to the Pacific Islands and Asia, and also the Northern Territory shortwave services from Alice Springs, Katherine and Tennant Creek. They've all gone now, and there's not much likelihood of those services being reactivated. It's understood that the facilities at Shepparton are being evaluated by the owner, and it's possible that the site will be demolished and closed down. So that's a little note about shortwave services for the new period. In the meantime, we've got a few frequencies here which may be of interest. New frequencies for the new period. First of all, Radio Romania International. Many frequencies are listed, including the following. 7375 from midnight to midnight 56, broadcasting in English to Eastern North America. That replaces 11800. And the same frequency, 0100 to 0156 at 7375, French to Eastern North America, also replacing 11800. And 0200 to 0256, same frequency again, 7375, Spanish to Central America. And from 0200 to 0256, 9510, Spanish to South America, that replaces 19 meter band channel of 15170. And 0300 to 0356, 7375, again, English to Western North America. 0400 to 0456, morning programs to Europe. 6180 in Romanian to Western Europe, replacing 9620. And 0430 to 0456 on 6060, Russian to Eastern Europe, replacing 7390. No 0500 to 0526, 17750, French to Central Africa, replaces 25 metres, 11790. And 0630 to 0656 on 11970. That's Arabic to North Africa, replacing 15700. In the Romanian evening period, we note these new frequencies scheduled for the A17 period. 9535, 2000 to 2026 in French, replacing 11870. 2030 to 2056, the same frequency, 9535 English. 2030 to 2056, 9610 English to Eastern North America, that replaces 13650. 2100 to 2156, new channel 13810, Spanish to South America, replacing 19 metres 15170. 2300 to 2356, 11700, Spanish to South America, replacing 19 metres 15400. And the same program, 2300 to 2356, Spanish to South America, that replaces 11795 using 11800. So lots of new frequencies for Radio Romania International, and those frequencies are planned for introduction on March the 28th. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.